Beatlemania is not only here in the United States, it is highly contagious. The epidemic is continuing to spread, and one of the big reasons is that Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr are likable guys with a disarming sense of humor. At a press conference earlier this week in Washington, the Beatles handled the questions easily and seemed to have great fun doing it. Paul Palmer and yours truly, Bill Seeby, were on hand, and when the Beatles were asked when they first got together, they replied,
"Well, you see, Paul, John, and George met at school about 5 years ago, and we met Ringo when we left school, and we've been the Beatles for 3 years.
We've been together now for 14.
Someone wanted to know where they got the name The Beatles. John Lennon answered,
"I thought of it."
"That's John."
"Why?"
"Why not?"
When we asked if they had their hair like this before they became the Beatles, Paul McCartney replied,
"Only in the morning."
Ringo Starr was asked if he got his name from the Ringo Kid. He said,
"No, from all this on my fingers. Can you see him?"
When asked if he knew who the Ringo Kid is, he answered,
"He's a cowboy, wasn't he?" "Thank you."
"Can you come back next week?"
"Have I won?"
A reporter asked how long Beatlemania will last.
"As long as you all keep coming."
The Beatles manager, Brian Somerville, relayed this question.
"Do any of you have any formal musical training at all?"
"You're joking."
"No, we just picked it up."
A newsman called out, "What do you think of President Johnson?"
"Never met him." "Met him?
Oh, we're thinking alike."
"Down.
We haven't met him.
We don't know. We've never met the man. Does he buy our records?"
A young lady asked this question, which the Beatles manager once again relayed.
"Oh, that's a loaded question. What do you think of America, American girls, and American audiences?"
"Marvelous."
"Could you compare them with Europeans?"
"They're all the same, you know."
When someone said, "Have you visited the United States with any sense of revenge?" John Lennon said,
"He's been reading that paper, hasn't he?"
"No, no, we just come for the money." "It's a lie, no. We...
you're doing all right."
Asked what they thought of the criticism, that they are not very good, a Beatle replied,
"We're not."
When asked if English disc jockeys were as important as American disc jockeys, they answered,
"They're all as important as each other. If they got any listeners."
Paul Palmer wanted to know, what was the big break which led to their success?
"Making a record."
"Making our first hit record. Same as the big success was doing the Royal Variety Show in front of the Queen Mother. And then right after that, doing the, nearly at the same time, doing the London Palladium."
The Beatles were working in Liverpool for $20 a week. Asked how they progressed from this low-paying job, John Lennon answered,
"I don't know, but it was hard, you know. We just sort of...
We
I think
got
we
a
went
manager
to,
then.
Yeah, we got a manager, that's it. He got us out of it. He took us away from all that."
A high school reporter wanted to know why the Beatles were not being criticized as a bad influence. George and John had this to say.
"I don't know, you know. Well, I don't feel like a bad influence, do you?"
"No, I think you're a good influence, Paul."
"Thank you, John."
One man laughingly wanted to know if there was any chance of the Beatles becoming knighted.
"No. No, you may be, though. You never know."
"Can you imagine Sir Ringo?"
I asked Paul McCartney, who writes most of the songs?
"Well, John and I write most of the records that we recorded. And Brian Somerville does all the lyrics. He's a beautiful lyricist. Listen to him now. Go on, Brian. He's fantastic. No, it just comes and goes, you know. It's just..."
Who are the Beatles' favorite performers?
The Miracles.
Marvin Gaye.
Tommy Rowe.
Tommy Rowe. Okay, Tommy.
Paul Palmer asked, how long will they be in America?
"Till we go.
Till Monday."
"It's just a week, about a week."
What do you like or dislike about America?
"We like it all."
"We haven't... any dislikes yet."
"Dislike the snow."
"I don't.
I
love the snow."
"I do."
"I love
John
the snow."
"John Lennon."
"Clips John Lennon."
They were also asked if they have ever really been afraid of the large crowds.
"No.
No.
We enjoy it, you know, so... there's enough police anyway."
I asked Paul McCartney what their most exciting moment had been in the last year.
"There's been a lot of them, you know. meeting the Queen Mother at the Royal Command performance, being number one in America, coming to America, traveling.
In America?
We've enjoyed America. Been a lot of them, though.
And someone wanted to know if the Beatles were still number one in Europe.
Well, Europe's got a lot of little countries there. They've got different hit parades.
Not in England.
No, the record's down at about number seven or something.
Well, it's been out about 12 weeks. Longer than 12 weeks in England.
It's been out about 3 months.
Top, you know.
She loves you still in the top 20, and it's been out 25 weeks.
Later in a personal interview, Paul Palmer and I asked George Harrison these questions.
Could you tell us just what group of people are you trying to appeal to with your music?
Well, we're appealing to the teenagers, aren't we? Well, you know, those from 13 up to about 25. Well, for anyone who wants to listen, you know, we don't care. If you're 90 and you like the music, then who cares?
When you first started entertaining, did you have any idea that what would happen?
No, never.
Are you still slightly overwhelmed by the whole idea?
Yeah, you know, we try not to think too much about it in case, we'd go a bit overboard, I think, if we thought about it.
Does it ever bother you that you can't walk out on the street like a normal person or walk down to the...
Because we never like to walk down the street anyway. You know, we're always lazy, we'd rather get a cab. And then we can go out, you know, if we want to. If we really want to, you know, we'll sort of dress up. We've never really dressed up, but, you know, stick a funny hat on and dodge out.
George, how do you feel the American audiences compared to the British audiences in their response?
Well, it's more or less the same, you know. It's a knockout.
How do the Beatles choose their songs?
We just try and keep them simple and try and make the songs more personal, like, you know, me and you and all that bit. Which I think appeals to, you know, the kids, they like that. You know, rather than and we like to keep them happy songs, you know, rather than one of these sob songs. We don't like that stuff.
I see. Most of them move quite fast too, don't they?
Yeah.
Your paces.
Good beat, you know. But we started off by playing what we liked, and it just happens that it's caught on, you know. We didn't really sort of write the song specially to cash in, you know, to be commercial.
George, right now everything's going great guns, but what if 2, 3, or 4 years from now, Beatlemania dies out?
It will have died out by that time. I mean, it can't keep at this rate for years. I mean, it should die out and we'll sort of level off a bit, but I still think, you know, we'll be doing all right.
Do you think you'll continue entertaining?
Oh, yeah. Because we enjoy it so much, you know, it's good fun.
John Lennon was also asked about the songs the Beatles sing.
Paul and I write most of all our single records. Generally, we like, you know, sort of up-tempo, happier songs, you know, rather than She's Gone.
When asked where the Beatles will go after leaving the United States, John Lennon, the leader of the group, answered,
"Then we go back to England and we record 6 songs for the next film, one of which will be the next single."
When do you think you'll be back in the United States? You have any idea?
As soon as possible. We mean that.
Can you explain why all the records have been released close together, rather than one and then another
because,
one a couple of months later?
The first records were released, and, you know, I don't know whether they got played or not, you know, but, you know, the company didn't sort of push them. But when Capitol got hold of I Want to Hold Your Hand, they saw that they were onto a good thing in England, you know. England was going well, they thought, why not? So they gave it a big push, and as soon as that hit it, well, obviously, the other record companies that had our records and that sort of weren't even playing them got them out the vaults and started pushing them like mad. Well, and that's why they've all come up together, you know.
I see. I think you're recording, you have records on about 5 different labels right now. This is the reason why, then?
Yeah, but from now on, they'll all be on the one label and level out, you know.
What label is that, Capitol?
Yeah.
We were unable to talk to Paul McCartney, but we did have a few moments with Ringo Starr.
When did you join the group?
A year last August.
Were you working in Liverpool at the time?
Yeah, I was. I used to work with all groups, you know, just keep going round. And I ended up. It's a good end.
Were the other 3 originally the Beatles and then you joined them?
There was 5 altogether, then one died, and then I replaced the other drummer.
I see. Ringo, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, Bill.
Only time will tell whether or not Beatlemania can be cured. Right now, it seems that we can only prescribe a large dose of Beatle music to satisfy the demand for these 4 young British stars. This is Bill Seeby along with Paul Palmer for WCAO.